You have also the CVs of the candidates on the web, and the list of candidates is also in the files that you were provided with. So I will invite Joachim to say lead the elections and present us our needed information. Please.
Yeah, so on behalf of the election committee, I want to give you a few recommendations that we agreed upon in the election committee earlier today. So first, all the candidates have been nominated in full correspondence with the GINER regulation for the election of directors and for the endorsed appointment of deputy directors of GINER laboratories. The candidates meet the qualification requirements, therefore they are all eligible candidates. I would like to add a few reminders to these recommendations. So first, it should be reminded that Vadim Bednyakov is running for a second term of office as director of the Jelepov Laboratory of Nuclear Problems. So according to the regulation, to be elected, he must obtain a two-third majority of votes of the voting members of the Scientific Council. Second, for the Flerov Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions, no candidate has been nominated. Therefore, we'd like to ask the director, Victor, to explain to us how to proceed in this case. Next is, according to the regulation, for the endorsement of appointment of deputy directors of GINER laboratories, the candidates must obtain a simple majority of votes, irrespective of their terms of office. In the list of candidates, you can see three candidates for three positions at FLNP and three candidates for two positions at LIT. We hope that for LIT the situation will be clarified here in this room by its directors. And finally, we ask you, the Scientific Council, to approve our recommendations here. Thank you.
We should make a decision concerning this recommendation by the election committee. Can we approve them?
I feel that I'm not able to endorse the propositions. Victor, you already smile, you know me. I read the book which we got today. I read the propositions which I got for the same lab today. I counted, and we have in Vadim's institute 34 projects going on. The conclusion is we are doing well, we are great, let's go on for another few new projects. We have been complaining about this since a decade or longer, and I know he is an excellent man. I don't doubt that he's an excellent scientist. I don't doubt that the laboratory is great. But there is absolutely no, zero reaction to our 100 times mentioned request to focus. So I will not endorse. Thank you. I follow all the other propositions. Mm-hmm.
Professor Matveev, you have a replica to Horst?
Think about Bednyakov? Or what?
Yet.
don't know what I have to say. So, for example, for a nomination of Bednyakov, so I supported that idea, but for what concerns position of director of Fleurov laboratory, I may tell. If it's time, I will just tell that about that.
Maybe we hear the president of the commission first.
It's not question to me personally, but I may say that, of course, we consider him as a very good scientist, very good specialist, and a scientist with a future. So, of course, we even Directorate of GNR have sometimes problems with him, definitely. So, but we are dealing with him, and we value high results. So, let's.
Please, Joachim.
I think there is a misunderstanding. The election committee doesn't ask you at this point, to vote for or against a certain candidate. We are asking you to support our recommendations, which just say that all these candidates are eligible candidates, and I hope that you can at least support this recommendation.
It's a correct one. Yeah. You are right, I'm certain. I think it's so good, no problem.
Please, Professor Bolinarski.
One formal question to the election committee. Have we established how many people are voting? We'll need that number to establish two-thirds majority. That is, I understand this is not really your problem, but I'm just asking formally that we establish the number of eligible voters in this election. Thank you.
Now we have 33 members of scientific council in the room. So two-thirds is 22. So not less than 22, or equal or more than 22 persons should be give positive votes.
Michel?
Just to be sure, is it two-thirds
of the presence?
Of the presence.
Please, Professor Bihalim.
Maybe more exactly, more punctually, I would like to ask. It is the number 43. It is the number of members that participate now, or it is the number of the Scientific Council registered for this session?
33 members of Scientific Council is registered for this session and present in the hall just at the moment.
Well, nevertheless, if I may say something, probably according to regulations, two-thirds of people participating in vote is necessary. So after voting, you just check if this number is two-thirds is fulfilled or not. But you take into account the number of votes which are really given in the during election.
Joachim, for some.
May I read you the central sentence of paragraph 5 of the official regulations that I have here? To be re-elected for a second term of office, a candidate must win two-thirds majority of the cast votes.
So I think that everything is clear in this respect. Can we proceed? Please.
So I'm not satisfied with the opinion that is given by the election committee about the Fleurov's laboratory. So it's your task. So could you tell us what kind of efforts have you done to get candidates?
Okay.
First of all, questions why nobody named, it is not questions to me, because it's questions to everybody who had a right to nominate. So, but I may answer only why not I have nominated. Yes, but I should say that I received a letter, which you may read, somebody, letter from Yuri Tsalakovich Aganisyan, who is scientific leader of Fleurov Laboratory. This letter was signed on the 4th July of this year, and I think it can be seen that the letter is following Viktor Matveev, director of GNR. At present, we have come to the completion of the main stage of construction of the accelerator complex of the factory of super heavy elements. The commissioning of the new heavy iron cyclotron GC280 is planned for the end of this current year. The production of iron beams with design parameters is expected in the first quarter of the next year. Putting into operation of the new gas field record separator with a series of tests and demo demonstration experiments will be carried out in the course of the whole year 2018. For a clear and operational coordination of all the departments of the Fleurov Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions and of the external organization engaged directly in these activities, including obtaining licenses for exploitation and other permits, I am asking you to extend the term of office of Professor Sergei Dmitriev as the director of Fleurov Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions until the end of 2019. My message is caused by the need to maintain the high pace of work and organization of the startup period. Yours sincerely, Yuri Aganisyan. Receiving this letter, I had nothing but ask Scientific Council to postpone election of director of Fleurov Laboratory for additionally 1.5 years. And at the next Scientific Council in February, we may just announce these vacancies. I have nothing to suggest more than that, because nobody has nominated. Yes, but I really support that idea, in spite of course, we have already postponed election of director of Fleurov Laboratory for 1.5 years, and we saw that really it was in fact necessary for pushing this project to the successful end, and we very much believe that at the end of this year we will introduce to the work this complex. But really, the just only problem of licensing, which is connected with the name of person, so it's says us that it would be reasonable to postpone it. But I very much hope that laboratory and its scientific leader, Yuri Aganisyan, will be ready to suggest when it would be appropriate the new candidates, and it would be very great if it would be new young people who are present, of course, laboratory, which are very rich of very good, talented people. So what can I suggest more? I ask you to support this.
It's a bad joke.
Not him. There are really great young people.
Yeah. Thank you, Professor Matveev. Now one should discuss this and take a decision and voting. Please, if anybody else wants to express his opinion. Well, if I may speak now as a member of the Scientific Council, not as a co-chairperson, I would say the following. I think that in the Constitution of the United States, there is a stipulation that the president can be left in his office in case of war or some other situation of force majeure. View the situation in the Fleurov Lab, I think that the parallel that I want to make is not ridiculous. Therefore, take it as you wish. we may have now an open voting on this. Who is for this proposal?
A little perplexed by one thing, since it seems to be de facto a proposal of an extension of the same person. Why was this same person not proposed for a new term?
Because he had already
two. No.
Ah, so it's not allowed. Okay.
No, this is the second.
Aha.
This is the second.
Ah, no, it's the second or the third? So let's understand.
Third? Ah, yeah. Okay. Michel.
So in order to adopt this proposal, I ask the election committee, which majority do we need? You are sure it's extending, that it's a third term?
No, it's only 1 year. Not a full term.
Yeah, it's which majority do we need? Two-thirds or simple majority?
No, there is no election now. There is proposal by GNR director to, and this is not election.
From pragmatic point of view,
simple majority, just
exactly.
I was asked so what to do. In fact, in a situation when nobody has nominated for the election, so director has nothing to do but just to name him or anybody else for as an acting director laboratory. So, but we were not prepared for such a situation, so we can also decide maybe such a decision. So that at the next meeting session of scientific council, we will announce election, which will be needed to propose new people, new candidates for the election, which would by the ruling in 1 year be fulfilled. And we very much hope that will be not repeated.
Okay, so I think that I repeat that to be clear for everybody. If we don't vote to include him on the list of candidates and then to have a secret vote, then the solution is that the director, general director of GNR, empowers him to extend his functions as director of Flora Laboratory.
Acting director.
Yes. Exactly. For a period of time which lasts till the next elections will be organized, probably at the next session of the Scientific Council.
Next session all will be announced. Announced. Yeah. And through the 1 year, so must be election.
So this is this extension is the right of the general director, and one should take this into account. Please.
Well, I have another proposal. I think we could agree with this proposal of director of GINR, Viktor Matveev, who doesn't say about anything about the acting director, and Professor Dmitriev will remain a director for another 1.5 year. Not acting director, but actual, real director. I think there is nothing to prevent us from this proposal, and I propose to agree with Viktor Matveev.
Then let me ask you to vote if we include Sergei Dmitriev on the list for voting as a director of the Flora Laboratory.
Not.
No, we cannot do that. If you don't agree, we go to the other solution.
We cannot do that.
We don't need to elect him. We are not electing Dmitry. We just postponing the elections. And there is no need to, you know, to
okay, have so then,
for that.
Then you agree with the proposal of the general director.
Right.
Who is for this proposal? I think with a large unanimity, this proposal is accepted.
I'm against.
Now I we will move over to we will move over to the presentation by the candidates of the position of Djelepov Laboratory Director. And I invite Vadim Bednyakov to make his presentation. 10 minutes.
Yes. Good afternoon, dear members of Scientific Council. I'd like to present my very short version of my talk about the result and future of laboratory of Djelepov laboratory. Full talk you can find in materials which you have in your desks, and it was at the site. This is from the left, you can see Djelepov, this is Pantekoro, the best scientist of my laboratory. There are three main directions of research: neutrino physics and astrophysics, particle physics of high energy, and the research and development of experimental technique. Also, we perform medical and biological research with positron beams. This picture shows you age distribution of people, of our personnel by categories. We have engineers, scientists, and workers. Good news is that average age was changing from 51 to 49 during 5 years, with increasing of total amount of people about 100. Bad news is that there is still a lack of young workers. Here we see this is a problem we should save in future. This picture gives you a feeling of a budget profile of our laboratory during these 5 years. You can see that total budget increase in factor 2. This is, and equipment was which were budget which we spent on equipment is a factor of 5, disconnected with our Baikal experiment. Infrastructure also was increasing factor of 3, also connected with necessity to create infrastructure for neutrino program. Salary, energy, international cooperation was almost stable if you count it in dollars. Now I would like to present you some best achievement of these years. It was not possible with help of people sitting this from the left hand side. I'd like to introduce with my people, Deputy Andrei Kulkov, Vladimir Glagolev, and Dmitry Naumov. Without them, it was not possible to reach the results. Just a short personal list of main achievements. Of course, the main achievement is the fact that the general neutrino program was started successfully. I should immediately stress that it was not possible without full infrastructure modernization and innovation of our laboratory. I also think that we managed to arrange very good ATLAS team, which participated in general ATLAS team, which participated in ATLAS experiment. We also proposed a new topic for IMET at research and development of modern detector techniques as methods. And under this topic, we have very big success with precision laser and clonometer, which already had a lot. Also, I think that some renovation of leadership team in our laboratory already gave a very good results. I can't avoid to present some slides following from this result to 2014, when the first time result of Baikal experiment were published in Cell Courier magazine. Really, the year 2016 was the key year for development of the Baikal project in our laboratory. In these 2 years, you can see a very great step completed by our institute, which you can compare this 20 years of development here and these 2 years which we reached here. I think it's a very good and it's an exciting thing. It was possible only due to the fact that we managed to arrange mass production and testing of optical models in Dubna. Really, I think that Baikal GVD project has a clear future, and in nearest 5 years we will reach the goal. Of course, in first approximation, we believe that it looks like all things are going well in this project and will be in time. Of course, something can happen. Increase of budget Baikal project given here, of course, we thank our directorate for support in this direction. There are also very important research on the neutrino physics program, which we perform at Kalinin nuclear power plant. And the first long-awaited dance result are presented here. You already heard about this result. Of course, this result preliminary. We are going further and analyze the data. But only now we can say that reactor antineutrino anomaly is excluded at 5 sigma level. The renovation of so-called Erhel building was the most urgent task of the Juno Neutrino program in 2015. This renovation was inevitable. This picture just shows you what was at the beginning. This picture shows you what we have at the end. This is how whole where now this mass production and testing of optical models are going on. I would like to stress the point even here that in 3 years the DLNP infrastructure for neutrino program was upgraded, renovated, and strongly enlarged. We managed to renovate these buildings, and we managed to do this in most effective way. This is very small chip for 1 square meter. These 3 years, we made a lot of renovated surface of our building, and this cost here, it is very small, most effective one. It was started for so-called Green Lab, and this is our brilliant, I would say. It was started for this laboratory. The very unique work opportunities were created for young people in this laboratory. And also in this laboratory, we have people which contribute strongly in NOVA experiment. I showed a picture to demonstrate a lot of young people are here. A result of innovation was the next point that in summer 2015, a new facility for micro-omegas assembly and test were constructed in renovated building 4, also used for neutrino program. And this assembly facility was approved by ATLAS Special Committee. We are working on the upgrade. Okay, and I would like to mention also, this innovation allowed us to start mass production of this precision laser inclinometer devices. In accordance with GINER-CEN agreement, these devices are under construction in our laboratory, new created, also in innovated building, and this will be used for some network which would monitor proton beam orbit space stability at CERN. I think it is a very exciting result when basic science, ATLAS, produced spin-off laser and kilometer, which could be used for basic science improvement. It could give very important results with new CERN LHC program. Our development until 2023 is well defined in this GINER 7-year plan. We spent a lot of time to writing this program. We participated in all items which we used here. Are in our laboratory. Direct search for new physics at LHC, neutrino program, and some other new physics searches. In fact, we would like to improve our today, our tomorrow will be improvement. But I will try to ask to use this several last minutes to pay attention to the subject we already discussed here about the future of our proton therapy. You already know that it's not possible to use it further, it should be stopped, and so on. We propose under consideration a new general project in this field, which allow to stop using positron. Significantly better working conditions will be created for researchers, to enhance development technique and hardware and software, to make demonstrator proton therapy center which for further replace application. We also think this will be a place where people could train and become specialists in this field. I also dream about a point that this starting from nuclear medicine, we will further it could be further used as advanced research in many important directions in this field, not only nuclear medicine, but many other possibilities which we can use on the basis of our knowledge. This just started here with two flow proton therapy research center. At the first, it will be, we dream that it will be constructed in two stages. At the first stage will be some equipment moved from we have now to this building, and second stage we think about new devices like gantry, which allows us to manipulate with narrow proton beam. It is modern. We have started to discuss this. You already heard about some words about this this proposal. It's very, very, very first stage of it. But I would like to say that we to stress this contribution of Nikolai Rusakovich, we could see here, and Grigory Sherkov, who made a lot to push forward this project. In fact, this project has many problems, and it should be. Not really clear what to do, but I think this project, if supported, could be an important goal of our laboratory for the next 5 years. The goal which solve not only our problems, but general problems of institution in sense of continuing this very important business and very important efforts and solving our knowledge. In fact, this is conclusion. The lab of laboratory of nuclear problems has clear and very reliable plans in neutrino program, in high energy physics, in research and development of modern detector techniques. Also think a lot about development of professional balance team of specialists, and perhaps this modern general research infrastructure for nuclear medicine also could be a goal of our laboratory. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now we invite the candidate to leave the hall. And you want to ask a question? Michel.
Thank you, Co-Chair. Yes, thank you for the presentation. I would like to ask you a question. So in the past 5 years, I remember very well this scientific council insisted on the need in this field of more focusing and setting priorities. In fact, the PAC also this morning started to give priority number one, priority number two, priority number three. So what could you tell us what you did in order to put some more focusing and to set priorities yes. in your lab?
Some projects are closed, for example, Opera. Some projects, in fact, it's... we are thinking and working on the way how to... force, I would say, or convince people to work in direction most important from our general development. But in fact, it's not so simple in our situation, because nevertheless, maybe we did not reach yet big progress in this direction, but really I clearly understood it. And in documents which I gave right here, I point this point. Yes, we should reduce number. I clearly understood it. We should reduce number of low important projects. We have such projects. Maybe not completely answer.
Horst.
Yeah, as I said before, I will not support your application. The reason is, as I said before, if you would come with the list which is now on the screen, I would be perfectly happy that it's strong programs and they have a future. But I checked through your book and you have 14 projects, more than a dozen, in the high energy accelerator driven program. You have 14, another 14, that makes 28 in the neutrino sector, and you have another 6 in the application. And you knew for 5 years, you knew that we are asking to focus. If you would have these 6, 8 projects, or even 9, fine. But now I calculated 34. That's the number of votes you will have to get. 33 is the number of votes you have to get for this. So I only will vote one no. But I think you should have worked harder in your first term on establishing what you have here. I know it's difficult, but it's your job. You are not only a scientist. You're an excellent scientist. You have an excellent program,
but you have too many other things all over the world. Every tree somebody in your institute sees worldwide, he goes there and pees.
You force me.
This is not reasonable. Sorry.
I'm not discussing that you are not good. I'm saying you have
No. Just to put goal to reduce number of projects, it's one goal. But if these people work well, why I should stop them? They ask no money. They do give a good result. Why I should give them away?
Yeah.
Of course, it's a problem. If we have project, we do nothing, of course we will clean, stop it. It's clear. But people manage to produce result. Well, why I should stop them? And how?
Maybe I have a question there, because I had also noticed the proliferation of engagements, very, very numerous. And it is true that they do a good job. The question is, wouldn't it have more impact if it would concentrate on a smaller number of projects? So that indeed, doesn't mean that the quality of what is done is bad, but that the overall impact of the laboratory would be larger if it would be concentrated on fewer projects. And this is, by the way, more and more true, given the fact that these experiments become bigger and bigger, and larger collaborations, and therefore a small number of brilliant scientists that can still always be welcome and fine, but have less and less impact on the overall project.
So, what does you say?
Yes. I would like, as a member of election committee, to say the reason why we are here now. We are not here for discussing the strategy and concept of laboratory, Chelepov Laboratory of Nuclear Physics. We had a chance for that for quite a long time.
We did.
That means, and we are, wait a minute, please. And we are here just to express personal opinion by voting. Everybody of us has the chance, as was said by the chairperson of election committee, to vote for or against. Then I guess we should follow program of this meeting. Thank you.
Other questions to the candidate? Please.
Thank you, Chair. This is not a question, it's a comment. I noticed that the issue of scattering of competences and projects was asked by people from countries other than those, let's call them, of the Eastern Bloc. I have lived long enough to realize what perhaps in Germany is not so evident, that with the budget for science that these countries have had and still have, if you have a good person and you're able to establish, to put him into a good collaboration, then no one in his senses would take him away from that project. For the simple reason, not only we'll lose science, but those people are there also because they are making three times more money than they would be here in Russia. And this is not a scientific issue. But if you want to run a successful laboratory, you have to realize this. So asking people to withdraw from some collaborations may be very painful, both for personal and financial reasons. So please consider that when you criticize the way this laboratory is managed. Thank you.
I remind you that we mostly ask for questions and not for comments that will follow after the candidate will leave the hall. Some other questions? If not, then thank you.
Thank you.
And we continue with the discussions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we start a discussion about the candidate now. So, well, first of all, I would like to a very strong support from all the members of from Poland, all the members of the Scientific Council, to this candidate. This includes people like Mieczysław Budzyński, who is not present here, but also Krzysztof Rusek, Michał Waligórski, and myself. We are deeply convinced that the management conducted by Vadim Biedniakov is very good, taking into account the conditions. One must not neglect the boundary conditions, which are not evident from elsewhere. Since Poland was for a long time a member of the East Bloc, perhaps we do understand it a little bit better than people from other countries, which are more lucky. And in particular, I deeply disagree with what was said by Horst Stöcker. Namely, it is not so easy to cut the involvement in the projects which are fully successful. Nobody, no reasonable manager would cut the involvement in, for example, Large Hadron Collider experiments. That's clear. Nobody would attempt to reduce involvement in neutrino experiments, which are really important part of the scientific program of this lab. And nobody would be able to convince scientists who have the permanent position to drastically change their field of research. Probably one should take into account the fact that the person who is a has permanent position, say in Germany, has a full freedom to select the area of his or her research. And it is not so easy for a director to convince him to change his ideas. Now, if you have a project which is focused on one single issue, for example, to build some new infrastructure, we know even this is not so easy to manage and to fulfill and to convince people that they should focus on that. Now, in the case of the laboratory, which has 60 years of history, it's even worse. We saw the distribution of age distribution of the people employed by Jelepov lab. I don't think it's so easy to convince 65 years old permanent staff member to change his whole life study. Horst, would you agree with that it's difficult? I hope you do. So, to blame Vadim Vadim Biedniakov that he failed to reduce the number which would satisfy you, say to 25 projects, is in my opinion too much. So let me repeat. Mieczysław is not present here, but we three here will fully support this candidate because we are convinced that he's doing his work very well. And in fact, he contributes to the scientific success of the JINR. Thank you.
Please, other comments.
Shuzan.
Okay. I would like to say only one thing, that twice a year we are listening PAX. Yes. The projects from LIAB. And we agree. And now we are against. We have to be against so much that they have a lot of of projects. I am not now fighting for Vadim, but for this, that also we are here. We have to say something here against. Thank you.
Professor Itis.
I believe that maybe some member of Scientific Council don't know that this laboratory not 62 years, much more. They started in 1946 to work. It means that many laboratories on our square, for example, Lab Square, originally from this laboratory, Flora Laboratory, Laboratory Information Technology, and so on. It means, Horst, it's to you, why the many, many direction is developing during many years in these laboratories. Now, Vadim tried to consolidate people on the main direction, Baikal GVD, Kalinin Station, Atlas. It's the main direction of this laboratory. The many project was closed now due to his director's duties.
Other comments, please, Professor.
Really, very shortly, I would like to say that the debate about the number of projects is quite legitimate, and it is quite legal position to speak about that. But speaking about 14 projects, that it is too much, I don't know if 13 is not too much. That means, generally speaking, I think it is not a matter about the number of projects, but about the quality. It is the first. The second, speaking about the history and the tradition in this lab, I think that the speaking about the history and tradition of laboratory, of Jelepov laboratory, is reflected into the situation that when Bedniakov must reorganize it for the neutrino physics, for example, using the resources that already existed in the laboratory. And that means you never know what will be the next step and the next development and how to use it for the next re-sterilization. I think that, Vidyakov shown that he is able as a manager to prepare what is necessary to do. Nevertheless, I think that it is possible to speak about the legacy of the project and so on, but not exactly at the point when we are speaking about the nomination for his candidature for the next term. I think that it is possible to speak if we are speaking about the 7-year plan of the activities and so on. But now I think that it is not exactly the matter for the discussion to open it now.
Thank you, Professor Matveev.
If there is nobody who wants to say anything more, so I would like maybe to add, to repeat that I consider Bednyakov a very talented person who has a talent also to attract young, talented people. So around him, many young and very high quality young people. So, of course, I mentioned that sometimes even me as a director has a problems with him because he is not a simple person. He is really with ambitious and a desire to make strong physics. So, and especially on the questions of necessity for concentration. But at the same time, you have to take into account also style or character of our institute. It is very difficult to, let's say, to limit people if, for example, people coming from member states would like to be also to have their own interests and projects. And you see, concentration sometimes looks like, you see, limit people or interest of people coming from different member states and push them to include only in a direction. So it's maybe also good or bad, let's say, but characteristic of our institute. It's openness for and freedom for people coming from member states, coming with their own ideas, and they asking to receive support. How do you limit them? from there. So you're trying to help them. So that's a condition in which he works. Of course, I would like to say that he is, in fact, sometimes listening and learning and trying. He is very, in fact, talented person. So, of course, we have to teach him, correct him, put weight, but he is really strong physicist, and I think it would be a great loss if we will not support him.
Paolo.
Yeah, I must say I would like to, since it is my first meeting here, to tune a bit what I was saying, because in reality, the issue of this fragmentation of the work and so on is in part to be attributed to the director of the laboratory, but in a larger part it's to be attributed to bodies like this one, the PACs and so on and so forth, which should shoulder the activity of a director. I find myself as director of a laboratory in a difficult position when a group of my people come and say, well, the PAC has approved my experiment, so now you have to support me because I'm an approved activity. And in fact, this makes the life of a director extremely difficult. So I think it is, I mean, first of all, this body and then the duty of the PACs to sort of help in a process by which an institution can gain into the impact that it can have in the projects rather than in the fragmentation.
Michel.
I want to follow up what's said by Paolo. First, Paolo, it's not the first time that we are discussing this issue, and in the past, the Scientific Council insisted on the need of focusing and setting priorities. The consequence was that you saw the last pact for particle physics, they set up priorities number one, priorities number two, and priorities number three. And you know, from experience, we know that it is not easy to focus because the scientists have a general tendency to fragment because they have their own experiment, they can be leader of their own enterprise, and they don't want to coagulate in large group where they lose a little bit of autonomy. So it is the role of the management to try to fight against fragmentation, which in the interest of the lab, which is in the interest of the lab, because by fragmenting, maybe you are happy to have a book with many experiments, but you lose impact in any of these experiments. If you want to have impact, especially with growing experiments, you need to have strong groups. And in fact, Baikal is a success story where you succeeded to put large forces on Baikal. I hope that with Kalinin this will work also. But this is a message that we want to pass to the management and to him also. So at least I think this discussion will be a kind of warning for trying to push for more focusing on priorities.
Other remarks? Well, allow me to say also a few words. I will have a more pragmatic approach. What he showed us is nothing but things taken from the seven-year plan. The seven-year plan is an approval document inclusively by the Scientific Council. We insisted repeatedly to concentrate these things, but we did not succeed, and there is a tremendous amount of inertia that cannot be managed by force, but by a step-by-step approach, because otherwise we risk to destroy everything. Therefore, I think that such pragmatic thinking is the one that should guide us. As for the future, it's clear to everybody that this is not a laboratory, it's a cluster of groups that have nothing to do, in fact, one with each other. So for a scientist like Bednyakov, should be a tremendous task to keep them together. How he managed to do that? But if he managed, then we should keep him. Thank you. Other comments, please?
Could I make a suggestion? Because our task now is elections, not discussion of the scientific policy of the laboratory of nuclear problems. But there is a need, I see, to discuss this. May I suggest that we include in our resolution that the Council asks the who will be elected director of that laboratory to present in reasonable time, for example, 6 months, a report on their scientific policy. And then we, at that meeting, we could discuss this policy and take decisions and recommendations and things like that. This is just suggestion to go to elections and suggestion for the resolution of
Horst.
Of course, as usual, I'm against this statement. We are in the point discussion of the candidate. And I withdraw my statement which I made. As usual, I'm flexible. If Victor is so insistent, I follow your advice. Thank you, and I'm also for going over to the...
Will that end our discussion? So we close this discussion, and now we should proceed to the vote. No. First of all, we go through all presentation and then we vote for everybody. So now comes the proposals by Valery Shvetsov, who is the director of Frank Laboratory, to propose candidates for the appointment as deputy directors. The deputies should be in the hall for asking the questions.
Then we should invite them. I do not see them here. Да, пожалуйста, Олег Константинович, пригласите. So, dear Mr. Chairman, dear members of the Scientific Council, I didn't prepare any presentation because I think I will clearly say what I was thinking about my candidates for the deputy directors. You know that I was elected for the second term in the office of the director of the Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics, and the candidates which are now under your consideration, they worked as a deputy directors with me for the last 5 years. And I'm completely satisfied with the work of our joint team. Atelia Kulikov, she is responsible for the international interactions of our laboratory and also for organization of different schools and conferences and events for young scientists. And she did it perfectly. And her activity is strongly supported by the plenipotentiary of Romania at the Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. She is from Romania. And I can tell that not less than 5 international schools were organized and co-organized by her. And Norbert Kucherka, deputy director, scientific deputy director on condensed matter physics. Excellent scientist, distinguished scientist in the field of structural biology, in the field of soft matter research. His heritage comes from Canada, from very famous laboratory, Triumph Laboratory, where he worked before. And now he headed the direction of this research in the laboratory, and he is coordinating the research in the field of small angle scattering, both neutrons and X-rays, and using of other complementary methods as Raman spectroscopy. I'd like to remind you that several years ago, the sector of Raman spectroscopy appears in our laboratory. We accumulated this group, and due to personal activity of Norbert Kucherka, this sector of Raman spectroscopy now is in a very good synergy with the, all our research in the field of condensed matter. And my deputy director on science for nuclear physics, Igor Vychagin, also have demonstrated very good skills and abilities, and he's working together with Norbert and with other team in preparation of this document, which was mentioned today in the speech of in the talk of Boris Sharkov about our new neutron source. This is a scientific case for the new neutron source. Oh, these two gentlemen, I mean Norbert Kucherka and Igor Vychagin, they are key persons for preparation of this scientific case for our new neutron source. So they not only worked well during these last 5 years, but I also hope for them for the next years in the laboratory. And I ask you to support my candidates. And as you see in your list, they also have supports from the plenipotentiaries of different countries. And so that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. I propose to also hear the proposals of Vladimir Korenkov for the lead.
Members of Scientific Council. First of all, I would like to thank deputy directors of our laboratory, Tatiana Strish and Georgi Adam. Tatiana Georgi successfully coordinated important direction of our activity and development our international cooperation. For vacancies of deputy directors of the laboratory received nominated Tatiana Strish, Jan Busha from Slovakia, and Akhbad Rakh Chulambatar from Mongolia. We can get information about the candidates and list of publication materials of Scientific Council. According to rules of procedure of Scientific Council, laboratory director may set up search committee with purpose of preselection of candidates for inclusion in the ballot paper and reports its recommendation to the Scientific Council. Research committee was created, and one in search committee, Mikhail Itkis, vice director of Institute Arian, Edik Arian, chairman of Scientific Technical Council of Laboratory Information Technology, Georgi Adam, deputy director, acting deputy director of Laboratory Information Technology, and Arsen Fidelidze, member of Scientific Council. The search committee discussed the candidates and concluded that all meet vehicle qualification requirements. Our recommendation to Scientific Council for inclusion in the ballot paper are Tatiana Strish,
is responsible for development of efficient organization of network and distributed computing infrastructure of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research, including engineering infrastructure, network computing complex development, all components of our computer complex. Tier 1 center for CMS, Tier 2 center for many experimental and cloud integrated infrastructure of member state of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research, HPC Gavarun, and complex for NICA. We recommended Jan Busche is responsible in development of algorithms and methods of mathematical modeling, mathematical support of experimental and theoretical work in Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. Jan Busche combined high scientific level in the field of mathematical modeling and computation physics with organizing experience, included the organization with major conference and conference proceeding editors and so on. Our colleagues Chulambatar is the higher level expert in the field of mathematical physics and has good prospects in the development of parallel computing, machine learning method, and other interesting areas. I ask Viktor Matveev to give your proposals.
Well, it's a right moment, dear colleagues, to give some special information concerning deputies directors of laboratory information technologies. Recently, I have received from Vladimir Korenkov written proposal to introduce the new third position of deputy director of this laboratory. He has arguments for that, saying that this new position needed because there appeared new areas of laboratory activity which connected with development of platform and programs for supercomputing. So, especially for program libraries for free and licensed software, for machine learning, for dealing with big data, etc. So, and this decision I have supported, and this new position has now approved. So, of course, there appeared just after that temptation maybe to use the fact that there are three nominations for two positions which were announced, so maybe to include this new third position for these three candidates. It was wrong, of course, so, and everybody agreed that now we must approve two candidates from three proposals for two positions. But we have to include in the protocol of the Scientific Council that for the next session of Scientific Council, there is an open vacancy for the third deputy director. So this election or approval would be at the next sessions of the meeting, not now. But now we have to approve two nominee who were supported by a director laboratory, but take into account that there appeared a new position for the next our life.
Thank you very much. Now the candidates are here, so please, if you have questions to the candidates and to the proposals, please address them. After that, we will have a discussion only between ourselves. Please.
As I understand, director proposed two candidates, Strich and Busche, yes? It's true, okay.
Other questions to the candidates or to the proposals? No? Okay, then the candidates are invited to leave the hall and we can debate on these proposals. Who wants to comment on these proposals? I don't see. Then probably one should proceed to the vote.
Put in the ballot. Let's say make it secret vote.
Quick.
Please.
Can't understand completely where now in the ballot list it will be three candidates or two?
This three candidates.
No, two.
Yeah. Two.
So again, there were three candidates and two positions. So nothing is changing really.
No, two candidates and the third will be discussed at the next council.
So it will be some additional vacancies.
Two candidates chosen from three proposals.
Yeah.
For two
nothing is really changing.
It is not election, it's approval. Endorsement.
Please.
Formal endorsement, then we should endorse some proposal, and the proposal is now inconsistent, right? We have three candidates, and what can we endorse? Ah, I'm sorry.
Okay, we should.
Proposal is include two yeah. candidates for two vacancies proposed by director.
So now I repeat, the proposal of our general director was to include in the list for the ballot two persons, those who were initially proposed.
Maybe the director will say who are these two candidates for these two positions. And the first one will be discussed later.
It's on the...
Directorate may say that we are supports what director of laboratory Vladimir Korenkov decided. So to choose from three nominee, two candidates for endorsement, Busha and Strish. That's interesting. And this, maybe, it's not understandable for everybody, but it's strictly belongs, connects with a ruling, written ruling, how to do so.
Can we now proceed to the vote? Another question.
So, just I'm new here. Who makes the appointment? So we endorse which appointment of Viktor Anatolievich or of Volodya Korenkov? Who makes the proposal?
So director of laboratory information technologies, Vladimir Korenkov, established such a committee which recommended him two nominees, Tatiana Strish and Busha. And he agreed with this proposal and proposed to Scientific Council to endorse two these candidates. So proposal is to include in the votes two candidates, Busha and Strish.
Yeah, I didn't hear that in the presentation of Director Korenkov. This is why I asked just now. Thanks for clarification.
Some other requirements for clarification?
Maybe logically would be to make at least open voting to include in the ballot these two persons.
Let's just do that now. Let us do that now. Like that, the procedure is followed à la lettre. So, do you agree to endorse the inclusion of these two persons on the list for the ballot? Yes, Professor Valigorsky.
May I suggest that we do not change the ballot with the two names, but simply maybe either secretly or openly agree that the third name has been proposed for future decisions. And then we simply accept, probably by open vote, that this has been accepted by the scientific committee, otherwise taking no effect, except that we have the candidate for the next election round.
This was the proposal that Professor...
Exactly. Well, I'll support that, and if we agree to that, we should waste no more time. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so I repeat then, for this laboratory, the two candidates are on the list. We endorse this, and we endorse also the decision of the direction, if necessary, that at the next scientific council, the third person will be supposed to the ballot. Let us go now to the vote, and I give the hand to our chairman of the voting commission.
What you have there is the ballots on the screen, and you will get them. You will have one candidate for the election of a director, and then the second ballot is three names for the Frank Laboratory. Three names for the Frank Laboratory for three positions, and two names for the Laboratory of Information Technologies for two positions. Okay?
the commission will count the votes, I give the floor to Professor Matveev to make some announcements.
Dear colleagues, I hope counting would will have this way. So, but after having elected, we will wait for this. The director of the Lab Laboratory of Nuclear Problems, the Scientific Council should announce the vacancies of positions of deputy directors. It suggested to save time. So I was told if there will be result, let's say, with commission, so we have to hear such announcement. We should announce vacancies of positions of deputy directors of this laboratory, I mean laboratory Zhilepov. We should also announce the vacancy of the third deputy director position of the Laboratory of Information Technology. The endorsement of the appointments to this position will take place at the next 125th session of the Scientific Council in February of 2019. And finally, we should announce the vacancies of position of the directors of the Wexner and Baldwin Laboratory of High Energy Physics and of the Laboratory of Radiation Biology. The election will take place at the 126th session of the Scientific Council in September of 2019, so next year. So I ask you to include this announcement in the resolution, and also I attract your attention. If we will not, if people who can make nomination will not do that, so we will have problems once again of such. So.
Thank you. Free time. Thank you.
Thank you.
вон там, да? Да. Ну что?
Dear colleagues, please have a seat. We have to give a word to the chairman of the election committee. Please.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting that the result of the elections and the endorsements are put on the screen. And here they are. This is the election of the director of the Gilepov Laboratory of Nuclear Problems. We had, as announced already, 33 voting members, members of the Scientific Council, and so the number of ballots found in the ballot box was 33, and the result is that 28 of these ballots are for the proposed candidate Ben Yakov, 2 against, and 3 abstained from their from the election. So I guess with this result the director Ben Yakov is reappointed, correct?
But shall we approve by voting, open voting, this protocol?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Can we go to the second
we approve everything.
Voting? This is on the endorsement of the appointment of deputy directors of the Frank Laboratory. Again, 33 members of the Scientific Council gave 33 ballots in the box, and the result is Kulikov 33-4, no vote against, no one abstained, and all were valid, no invalid vote. Kuchaka 33-4, 0 against, 0 abstained, but 2 were invalid, 2 ballots. And Leshagin 34, 0 against, 0 abstained, and 3 ballots were invalid. I guess also with this result, all 3 candidates are endorsed by the Scientific Council. Let's go to the last one. The endorsement of the appointment of the deputy directors of the Laboratory of Information Technologies. Again, 33 members of the Scientific Council provided 33 ballots in the box. And the two candidates, first one, Boucher, received 31 votes for him, 0 against, 0 abstained, 2 were invalid. And candidate 2, Strich, got 31 votes for, 0 against, 2 abstained, and none was invalid. I guess also with this result, the two candidates are endorsed. And that's all for me.
Thank you very much for your work and for your colleagues in the Commission. We stop the work of our council at this should be all endorsed. Yeah. Okay, so this protocol of the voting commission should be also endorsed by the council. So you agree to endorse this? Everybody. So with that we end the session. Don't forget that at 7 o'clock in the hotel restaurants, there is a dinner for us.
Everybody welcome.